Jeremy Shaw is responsible for patrolling a lake larger than the state of Rhode Island. It's a unique place that's been drawing curious visitors here for thousands of years. We visit his island on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Jeremy Shaw helps oversee a very unique island.
Antelope Island is 28,000 acres. It sits in the Great Salt Lake.
Most people don't realize there is a very large island resting in a lake larger than some of our states.
The lake is 75 miles long and about 45 miles wide. So at average pool, it covers about 2,500 square miles. The deepest spot is about 40 feet.
It's a relatively shallow yet vast lake, covering more square miles than the state of Rhode Island. Recreational use and a thriving brine shrimp industry dominate the use of the lake.
The parks that I'm responsible for do search and rescue for a lot of those folks out on the lake, and that's a pretty daunting task when you look at an area the size of the state of Rhode Island that we may be searching for somebody on.
It's not as salty as the Dead Sea, but saltiness can vary greatly within the Great Salt Lake.
The north arm of the lake is very, very salty, 20 times saltier than the ocean. And there'll be 3 to 4 feet of salt sitting on the bottom of the lake up there. It's actually really, really neat. It's got a pink color to it.
This shallow, salty lake attracts many people to the beaches here on Antelope Island.
If we do lose a foot of water vertically, we may expose 100 feet of beach. So we do our best to maintain that beach and give that beach experience still. You can walk out and wade up into your waist and get to see what the lake's really like and get out there and do the famous float. You know, you cannot sink in the Great Salt Lake. It's pretty neat.
Traveling the countryside at Antelope Island, Utah. I'm Andrew McCrae.